from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We had Zach Jackson on at 4:40 today. And, you know, I think the theme around the beginning of training camp, Dustin, has been that this is a slow build towards today, which was really the first time they kind of had a real, as Zach said, it looked like football.
Well, yeah, I mean, they've been there for a week. It's about time they start doing some real football activities. You're going to have preseason games coming up next week. This week's the Hall of Fame game. We know that. I mean, that means that football's here. Zach said, what, Thursday they're going to have probably a full padded practice. It's going to be like real football.
Yep.
Like real, real football.
Well, and I think that led to this question, which is talking about with Chubb's health, with Deshaun's health, with a new offensive coordinator, a new offense in general, same play caller, with maybe a limited health on the offensive line with, you know, battling with some of your tackle injury situations like that. Should we expect the Browns offense early to be a work in progress? Here's what Zach had to say.
I think this team, in the scope of its high goals, will be a work in progress. This team at 3-3 in October, or this team dropping a game on the road to an opponent that they probably have better manpower than, is not the end of the world. You know, I'm focused on those division games in the back half of October, and I'm specifically focused on what this offense finds out about itself, what it is and what it needs to be, you know, going forward to that back half of the year, where not only is the schedule really tough on paper, and gosh knows, you know, how that'll turn out, because you'd love to be able to play a bunch of backup quarterbacks, and at some point along the way you will, you know, just being their best self. It really comes down to having that magic month like they did last year. And, you know, you need to position yourself for the gradual improvement to be playing best when it really counts.
I think this is what we've been talking about for 6 months, that I think if the Browns offense comes out week one against Dallas, and there's, whether Nick Chubb plays or not, whether you throw 50 times with Deshaun or whether you throw 25 times, if it doesn't look the way I think Browns fans are hoping it looks, which is that it's shot out of the cannon, I think there's going to be a lot of people getting antsy very early in the season. I'm coming from it from a completely different spot, Dusty. I look at this and I expect it to look like a work in progress. And that's even with a very, very favorable month in September, probably your easiest stretch of football, those first 5 weeks. I get it, and I understand you got to make hay. The Browns, it only makes sense with the health at the two of your most important positions, quarterback and running back, that this thing might not be even and it might not come out of the gates the way we hoped they would last year and didn't because of, I don't know, weather or something.
You know, that's easy to say now, Nick, but I do think that we're talking about a team that is going to be scrutinized and criticized very, very closely. And mm-hmm. So regardless of if those excuses are there, and they are, it doesn't matter. Like, you're still going to look at Deshaun Watson if he makes a bad pass and say that, you know, whatever you want to say. But you're going to be, I think, critical of it, no?
I think that's fair.
And the offense as a whole.
So, winning is always the miracle salve. We know that. I think even if you start 4-2, if the offense doesn't look good, I think people are going to panic. I think, because it's not just about how good does the offense look. It's about, now there are even more expectations, because last year was the proof of concept that this exact clubhouse could win. And I think one of the reasons why Browns fans kind of scoff at the notion of talking about Deshaun, whereas we have not run from these conversations in previous years, I think a lot of us, and it's no more apparent than in the personal conversations we have with family members or with who every time you bring up the Deshaun factor of this with the offense, there's like a shrug and a begrudging, I don't know. And it's almost like when you talk about the offense, it sucks the soul out of Browns fans. And I understand because we have prematurely put deadlines on this, but I think fans are starting to come around to the understanding it doesn't matter if Deshaun and the offense look otherworldly this year. He's going to be here next year unless this arm falls off again and he has another surgery, and then we're talking about maybe he can't be healthy enough to play. Like, I really do think there's a lot of people who understand Deshaun is going to be here, and I think the fact that we can't just say, well, he's got to have a career year, you're going to move on. I think the fact that we're mired in this Groundhog's Day with Deshaun, I think that's way. I think Browns fans are always going to be excited. This is truly a great football town. At the same point, I think there's a little bit of nausea of just like, don't tell me that they're not going to be good right out of the gate.
Yeah.
Because that's where the money's spent. That's where, you know, you put all this money on Deshaun, you put all the money on the weapons on that side, and I totally hear that. At the same point, you can't speed through, you can't sim through an offense finding its way. And what's most important to me is you keep Deshaun healthy in that stretch and that you see signs that you're building towards something, even if you're winning in spite of your offense early.
You think the offense could be a little boring early on?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I mean
they're good enough defensively.
I actually
that they don't have to be sexy on offense to win some early games, I don't think.
I actually think it's going to be herky jerky. I think we should see signs of big plays, but maybe they're inconsistent. Maybe for one quarter they look lights out, and then for another quarter or two they look lost. Okay, and I just some of that is on Deshaun's health. Some of that's just it is a new system, and I'll be like this is the first time Kevin's going to call plays in this context, so I'm going to be patient with Kevin as a play caller. Like, I think because this will be a little new to him, even though he's the guy help building the offense, like, game theory isn't the same from a Kubiak-style offense to if you have more of a spread-type offense. How you approach certain situations should change. And Kevin's always been super aggressive. But I think that aggressiveness, if you're inconsistent, is going to lead to some frustration from Browns fans as well. But I do expect at least smattering of like, oh, hey, that was it. Do that again. Rather than just it's a toned-down, boring thing that they build, much like the Cincinnati offense was last year, where the rain was just so awful, they tried to throw it, it just didn't matter. They turned it to Nick Chubb and won that game. I think the only way it goes there is weather. But mostly, I expect it to be. And here's the other one, because I heard JP talk about this notion of game managing quarterback, and I know everybody scoffs now that we use that terminology because it's almost been overutilized. I think this is an all or nothing. I think Deshaun's either going to go out there and his arm is going to be able to build across those first few weeks, and maybe he doesn't look elite early on, but the more he plays, the more the rust falls off, the more confident he gets. I mean, he's got every tangible thing you could want around you, not named a Jamar Chase. So the offense is supposed to suit him, all this kind of stuff. I think they're going to mess with tempo in a way that I think is going to be really fun. I think you're going to see them push the pace sometimes. And I think I think Kevin talked about this. There are times where sometimes you drag him to the mat and slow it down just so that you can slingshot forward and go fast, you know, two series from now.
Right.
So I think they're going to toy with a lot of stuff. But I think when we get to the big picture, so early on, I'm expecting inconsistency. It might not look the way we want it to. Quite frankly, the way most offenses look in September.
Right.
But there are valid reasons why it'll look this way. But I think across 17 games, I think it's all or nothing. This idea of Deshaun as a system quarterback or a game-managing quarterback, I don't think Deshaun has to do as much as like Mahomes. That's a guy that we saw last year on every play, Dustin. It was like, is Mahomes or bust? That's not how this thing's set up. You've got good players around him, if only for this season.
He doesn't have to be Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Exactly. But that's not the same thing as being
a game
manager.
Can you be Joe Flacco with less interceptions?
Well,
how about that?
I mean, I think, and by the way, Joe wasn't a game manager. Joe threw the ball all over the yard.
Yeah.
And I think that is the intent of this. And so that's where the injury comes in. If the goal is to throw the ball all over the yard, do spread concepts. Guys, spread concepts are not short passing routes. Now, granted, that's not your 1 or your 1A or your 1B. The spread, a collegiate offense, we're using all these colloquialisms, but the reality is more of a spread out offense where Deshaun has less of a script in front of him and more of a go out and be special. That's all or nothing. His arm is either going to be healthy enough to make it through this year, at which point, across 17 games, at some point, I'm expecting that dude to go Air McNair on this league. And what I mean by that is it's an aggressiveness. It's a mentality. It's a, we're going to make plays when plays are there to be made. We're going to get guys out open in space and say, Deshaun, go do your thing. This idea of, well, we're going to run the ball 35 times a game. That's our kink in Cleveland. And I totally get it. I totally get we ground and pound, we Marty ball. That's what we're comfortable with. That's not going to be this thing. If that's what this thing ends up being, it's because Deshaun's arm can't hold up. But this idea of a game, it's not, no. This thing is not set up for Deshaun to be a game manager. The whole point of this is to loosen the strings on Deshaun so he can open it up. Not, we're going to reel him in even more. I think that's thinking out of fear. I think people who say, just be a game manager. I think that's because you and I are afraid that he can't stay healthy. I think that's because you and I are afraid that if he can't stay healthy, this thing's going to feel like you could win 20 games this year. If Deshaun can't stay healthy this year, if you're winning in spite of Deshaun, or if Deshaun can't stay healthy at all, it limits the buzz in between seasons. We had a great buzz going on. Joe ran into a buzzsaw in Houston, and it sucked the soul out of Cleveland football. Dude, for as much as I can ever remember, like I know fans are listening. I know fans are getting ready for the season. And I know that there actually is things that we're excited about. But dude, for a team coming off 11 wins, for a team that is refashioning the offense, spent $200 million on the offensive side of the ball, basically, we're not walking softly and carrying a big stick. We're just not talking about it. We're like ignoring the Browns offense. And when we do talk about it, it's measured. I don't think that's where we are, dude. I think it is either Deshaun's shoulder is good enough to go out there and play quarterback in the NFL or nothing.
So you think we'll know early in the year what this guy has in the tank? Or I mean, like,
it's going to be week to week, man. So the same thing we talked about with I'm training camp watching videos in a way that is in no way indicative of what they're going to do. It's illogical that I'm out here being like, I didn't like that throw in training camp, but it's where we are. And dude, here's the thing. I think a couple good games are enough for fans to breathe a sigh of relief. This isn't just a 1 year eval for Deshaun. Deshaun can answer a lot of my anxieties about where they are this year. I'm still going to go into next year saying, "How about that health?" Like I think Baltimore fans should be saying the same damn thing for Lamar. Cool, he stayed healthy for the first time.
Yeah, they probably should be
since the MVP season. All right, now do it again. Like that's because if you do it again, there's no reason to believe Baltimore can't win the division again and host the AFC title game. With the Browns, this year is where Lamar was last year to the nth degree. But next, to bring up your point, this it's every single week. It's going to be, how do you look? Well, what about that fifth throw?
What do you think about this throw?
What about that dying quail over here?
What do you think about this quail?
I think it's more, what do we think about this throw?
I did both.
I feel like if you just talk about quails.
What do you think about this duck?
You mean like the ex vice president from Indiana, or maybe is it like is that a bird thing?
You like birds? You bird addict?
Do you think the game manager thing is a fair conversation?
Yeah. I do.
What about it? Is
well, fair? You just asked me a question. Is it a fair?
Okay, but why?
Because I think that what like that I think he can manage early on or what?
No, do you think like is that really where the bar is?
Yes, it is there. I mean, you had a bar last year that Flacco took. Like the bar was set, then Flacco went beyond it, and then went beyond it. So it's not a high bar.
Is that where your expectation is for Deshaun Watson this year? Is it game manager quarterback? I can agree he does not have to do the heavy lifting that Mahomes had to do last year, that I think Josh Allen might end up having to do this year. He still has to be a franchise quarterback. And I think that's capable this year. I think we're all doing the recency bias thing. Well, he hasn't done it recently, so he won't do it again. No, I think if he is healthy, I think that should be the expectation across 17 games, even if it isn't week one. Problem is, I don't know if he's going to be healthy. Kwaskar Brazaban.
Can you do that name in a Borat voice?
Kwaskar? No.
Yeah. No. Then you started it. We are going to need to finish that.
That is a tough bail there. Just mid. Nope.
What's
it's
the
not
last
working.
Name again?
Brazaban.
So you can totally do that whole thing. And
you
and,
could. Well, how about this? What if you try, and then we see where it goes from
what's
there?
What's the last name? Brazaban?
Kwaskar Brazaban.
Brazaban?
I can't tell if that's an awful Borat. I mean, you got the like flavor for it, right? It's a lot of energy. You smiled when you said it.
Kwaskar Brazaban?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I just don't know. I just don't know that we pulled that off.
Can you do better?
No. That's why I tried to. Nope. I keep wanting to because I want to deliver for the people of Cleveland. But I also understand sometimes when it's left on the cutting room floor, sometimes it's better to just leave it there.
I thought I just practiced with the mic off.
You're trying to get it. I love that. You got that grit factor.
I tell people this all the time, and I think I've told them since day one, you have the best Borat impersonation of anybody I've ever heard.
Are you serious?
I swear.
That's like the nicest thing you've ever said to me, which is also a little concerning. That the nicest thing you've ever said to me. It's the best Borat. Man. You know what? He's a great father.
He's a good dad.
He's a good dad. Maybe the best dad in the universe.
But you know what tops that?
But Nick. All right. So we've talked about Ken. We've talked about Anthony. Best host I've ever heard. All right. What about Nick? Got the best Borat impression I've ever heard. Daddy's back. What an absolute kick in the pillbox. Mac, what you got there?
So according to Jeff Passan, the Baltimore Orioles are finalizing a deal to acquire White Sox outfielder Eloy Jimenez.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. And who the Orioles are doing that?
Yes.
Okay. That is interesting. The Pirates finalizing a trade for Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. That'd just be a fun name. That'd just be a real fun name for people to say
here
in Cleveland.
Real fun name.
So we're going.
I also mentioned the fact that you do a Jennifer Coolidge.
But it's not the best you've ever heard.
It is the second best I've ever heard.
All right, who's the best?
Jennifer Coolidge.
Well, that's... Okay. Well, then wouldn't my Borat be the second best Borat ever, since that's a character done by Sacha Baron Cohen?
Yep.
We are getting dangerously close to my buddy Jeremy. Is like you guys think, my meat is good. This man is a true barbecue aficionado. And he made some really great...
He's a warlock.
He's a warlock, sure. Second best Borat impression you'll ever hear beyond mine. And this year at, I think it was Thanksgiving or Christmas. It's Easter. He made some really good chicken, smoked chicken on the grill. And his brother-in-law said, and I quote, "Jeremy, this is fantastic chicken." And then he says, "It's the third best chicken I've ever had, behind my own and my dad's." At what point do you just say it's really good chicken?
I think you just say it's really good chicken.
Yeah, I don't. Because if you're bringing your own chicken in, you're a chotch. You're a chicken chotch. If you're out here saying my chicken is better than your chicken, immediately disqualification. If you're bringing your dad's chicken to the equation, may I say, you're a double chicken chotch. Like is this just a trumped up version?
You're just
of
a chicken chotch.
A chicken chotch.
Dude, that may be a new line for me.
I like it.
Dude, you're such a chicken chotch.
You know, I'm having a rough day out here, and you're
it almost sounds like I'm saying a bad word.
It does. It does. And it sounds like way more offensive than it really is.
Okay, let's try this.
You know, Dustin, in that last segment.
So, you're being too nice right there.
Oh.
I need you to be a little stern.
All right.
Pretend you're mad at me.
But I don't have to pretend. I'm kidding.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. What am I mad about?
I don't know.
I gave you that whole damn setup, Dustin. All right, I give you this whole take on Deshaun Watson and when Deshaun Watson is finally going to live up to in this make or break season. And you go out there and you deliver what? Like a true chicken chotch. What did you bring to the table?
It's pretty good. Well done. Yeah. The start was a little choppy and I thought a little too fake.
Yeah.
But once you got into it, man.
Yeah. All right.
It flowed.
Now reverse it.
Okay.
Or I'm going to make you do Huascar Brazapan and pour out again.
I'm thinking.
He's really getting to character. It's like Daniel Day-Lewis right here. Is it DDL or is it Lincoln? I'll never know.
I was thinking about yelling at my brother for the weekend. No. No. Let me say something else. I don't know, man. You really put me on the spot here. Is it because I set the bar pretty hard?
What is going on right now? I feel like such a chicken chotch. Daddy's back.
Well, let me tell you something, Nick. If you weren't such a chicken chotch.
It just reminded me of Hulk Hogan.
Well, let me tell you something now.
And brother! Ultimate Warrior brother, he's a chicken chotch. What you gonna do, chicken chotch, when Hulkamania run wild on you, brother? I'm not gonna be able to talk for the rest of the show because I just blew out my voice. I'm chicken chotch, of all things. Oh, the Guardians approach.
When I'm done with you, you're gonna wish you were chicken bleep. I got nothing.
Oh.
What's next? We got 6 o'clock coming up here.
The Guardians approach at the deadline. Chicken Charming or Chicken Chotch? 216-474-0092. We have 10 minutes. Official prediction. Lock it in. Dustin Fox, will they make another move?
No, I don't think so. I think they're done.
All right, Mac, lock it in. Yes or no?
No.
Coward. Keith, lock it in. Yes or no?
Oh, they're done.
Okay. Then just to be a contrarian and just in the off chance I can be right and tell all you chicken chotches how right that I am, lock it in. They're making one more move. I'd go full Nixtradamus and give you a name, but quite frankly, just being right is enough satisfaction for me. Being double right, we'll see. I think it's pretty wild how pissed people are about the deadline. I am going to guess, because I've talked to him, that Jonathan Peterlin's going to have a definitive take on whether the Guardians did enough at the deadline. Can we meet somewhere in the middle? Can we sit on the fence this one time, or is that chicken chotch, Dustin?
I sort of think it's a little chicken chotch.
I kind of think that I'm just gonna not look at our Twitter mentions right now. So much chicken chotch, so little.
It's all chicken chotch at this point.
But I will say, man, like, to this point, they've done exactly what I expected them to do, which is to do enough to say, we did something. And I like the value of Alex Cobb for what they got him for much more than I do than the chicken chotch move for Yusei Kikuchi. I mean,
that's really what it is.
Yeah.
It's a total chotch move.
Chicken chotch.
Well, does chicken add to it?
I think it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever had chicken chotch?
I think that I don't think that's a thing.
It's spicy.
So I think the Cobb thing, I understand.
You like corn on the cob?
What they're going for. The Lane Thomas thing, I do think has the best chance to be of significant impact.
You driving the fast lane?
Meaning, like, I think the Lane Thomas thing's going to work out. It's hit or miss with the Cobb thing. Like, we were just talking about this with the Deshaun thing. I think the Cobb thing is all or nothing. I think he's going to come back, be healthy, and they're going to look brilliant. Or it's going to be, oh gosh, the Josh Donaldson trade, where that dude was just cooked.
He was. It was an A for effort, though, to try and get him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.